So last week, it was the ultimate fashion show. Not New York, not Paris. We're talking about the Oscars, and the dresses are still big news. Our fashionista, Andy Page, with a trend from the Oscars. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes, you know, I know it's a few days past, but what happens at the Oscars ultimately is, definitely going to show up into the stores. I mean, we have people who reproduce those dresses within like an hour. And so I wanted to talk about, some of the trends, because there was a very big trend, and I don't know that your listeners may have noticed, but this trend is going to seep its way into everything that we see in the stores for the next few seasons. And that was a high neckline. Did you notice that, Tommy?
A lot of the dresses that you sent, they're both basically all necklines that are high.
That's exactly right. We're talking almost choker-like details. Even when your arms were exposed, and some of the dresses you weren't, they were completely covered all the way down the arms. The neckline was extremely high. And so, I think that's really beautiful that people are taking things in a much more demure direction. I think it's gorgeous. I want to tell your listeners, here's what the high neckline does. It brings a lot of focus to your face and hair. So if you're going to wear things with a high neckline, you have to keep your hair up, pulled back off your face, or either do like a really, really short cut, because this neckline is all about the face. Do you know what I'm talking about, Tommy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the picture is everybody's hair is up, so it's a lot of forehead.
Well, that's right. It is a lot of forehead. That's true. There were a couple of people who wore their hair down with the high neckline, and it's really, really not a good look. It's just way too much going on in the upper body. But the other thing that happens when you wear something with a high neckline, and I want your listeners to understand, is you have to pull off good makeup. Now, sometimes that means that you have to go a little more dramatic with the eye. Sometimes that means you need to go with a little more drama on the lip. But you don't want to be nude-faced. You want to play up some feature if you're going to wear a high neckline, so that your hair is pulled back, your features are highlighted, and you will look stunning. So I'm encouraged that I think we saw at the Grammys, everything was basically cut down to the waist. And then at the Oscars, so many things were cut up to the chin.
So there's good news and bad news about this trend then, right?
That's exactly right. The good news is that if you're someone who's a little more modest, there are going to be lots more options out there for you in the coming months. The bad news is it means you got to take a little more care when it comes time to put on makeup and haircuts and things like that. So good news and bad news, but really an unbelievable showing. Everybody looks fabulous.
Andy, is this safe to say that this will be a trend we can look forward to even in spring for prom dresses and wedding season?
Absolutely. I you're already seeing that. Prom dresses definitely had higher necklines with more emphasis on the shoulders. And I do think that we're going to see that in wedding dresses as well. Very astute, Tommy.
Well, you're absolutely right. As a dad of a daughter, more coverage is just fine by me.
There you go. But that just means you have to accept more mascara at the same time.
I'll take that. I will take that. Yes.
Well, for more details like this and more information, please head over to my website, senseofstyle.com. You can pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring, and be sure to follow me on Pinterest, where I've pinned lots of ideas from the Oscars and other occasions as well.
All right. Thanks for always keeping us on the top of things, our fashionista, Andy Page.
So welcome. Have a great week, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.